Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know this isn't the first time there's been a protest outside of the Tesla facility. I think there was one a couple months ago. Is this kind of the same continuation of what was going on from last time?
This is a national uprising, as best you could call it, and the focus is on Elon Musk, who's an unelected manipulator and liar, and he's controlling parts of government that he shouldn't be.
Now, with everybody coming out here today, what's the general makeup? Is this just everyday residents that are here, or is this also former employees that we're seeing?
These are locals. These are veterans, myself, retiree. We have a Vietnam veteran over there. We have men, women. The numbers are growing. We're filling in as many of the spots as we could with signs, and it's meaningful. Right now, we're in terrible trouble. The government is doing horrible things. If you want to call it a government, it's more turning into a fascist condition that they're running rampant, and they're all spreading the disinformation, and they believe that they can kowtow to Trump, and he's kowtowing to Musk, who's a manipulator and a liar.
I know in recent times too there's been, I mean, larger stream media networks are blowing this up, saying that, you know, you have people that are vandalizing Tesla cars, maybe even lighting them on fire. Whether or not all of that is to the extent that they're making it out to be, do you think that's a justified way to take out the frustration with Elon?
Absolutely not. Violence and so-called terrorism is nothing to gain any value to our cause. We have to speak out. We have to have the population grow, the education, and the misinformation curtailed as best possible.
And then just to wrap it up, anything about this maybe I didn't ask about or something you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
All the signs tell the story. It's Social Security. It's the veterans. It's international values. The values are being squelched by Putin-loving, tyrannical idiots who are in government. Look what happened last week. Everything they do, everything that's going on. And the courts are fighting and are winning against the illegalities. But we'll see if the government is going to listen.